I want to continue presentation, and I would like to share the results of experimental calculations for the circular material use rate for Ukraine for 2019. I will try to present you in English, and if you agree, I will answer on your questions in Russian. The calculations, our calculations were carried out accordance with Eurostat circular material use rate methodology. Today, Ukraine has access to all the basic primary data necessary for this calculation. However, we face two main challenges. The first, the absence of an official body responsible for regular calculation and distributing the circular material use rate. The second, the lack of a key official indicator, domestic material consumption, which is essential for this calculation. In all European countries, the National Statistics Office are responsible for the production of this indicator. That's why we think that all countries statistical bodies of all countries can produce this indicator too. In the first stage, we divided the waste circularity. Next slide, please. In the first, you see this slide. It's our result. No, Johannes. Previous. Yes. Where is? This, thank you, please. At the first stage, we divided the waste recycling data on this slide, this data in box. This recycling data, we divided this data into four materials flows using correspondence factors from the statistical waste categories to material categories. Then we used the list of combined nomenclature codes to calculate the trade indicators for recyclable rough materials, both export and import. Start to think about domestic material consumption. In our country, there is no official national domestic material indicator. And that's why we utilized the United Nations Environment Program UNEP database to calculate the domestic material consumption and its material flows. UNEP is responsible for global monitoring of sustainable development indicators 8.4.2 and 12.2.2, such as total domestic material consumption and domestic material consumption per capita. They use various international data sources, including agriculture, forestry, fishing, mining, and energy statistics from organizations like the International Energy Agency, the United Nations, the Nations Statistical Division, the United States Geological Survey, the Food and Agriculture Organization and Comtrade. On this slide, you see the first results of the circular material use rate calculation for Ukraine. The overall material use level was 17.1%, as you see. It was our first calculations, and then we start another recalculations, and in the second stage, we started recalculation domestic material consumption indicator using available national data, primary from the publicly available state statistics service website. And in this slide, you see recalculation data for circular material use. For the calculations, we use Eurostat manual for economy-wide material flows accounting. And as you see, recalculation for materials categories 4, 3, 2, second set, and 4. As you see, it's metal ores, non-metallic categories, and energy fossil energy materials categories. As a result, the overall revised indicator was 14.2%, which brings us closer to average of the European countries. The next slide provides a visualization of the revised data in comparison with the corresponding indicators for the European Union countries, which shows considerable difference for the second and third material flows, as you see. As a result of our calculation, I can say that there are the first experimental results based on only on open data sources, which will be further refined once the State Statistics Service starts officially production and disseminating the domestic material indicator. We also recommend that the State Statistics Service, which is responsible for the waste recycling indicated in Ukraine, on today, it's only State Statistics Service, to review the methodology for its formation. The current data shows, as you see, a very low level of recycling for metal ores, while the recycling rate for non-metallic minerals appears usually higher, raising concerns about the quality of the waste recycling data. In conclusion, I think that other countries may benefit from our experience by conducting their own experimental calculation of these indicators. Next slide.
Thank you, Natalia.